This is not about C. difficile. I'm Sharon Maripol. I'm a general pediatrician and epidemiologist from Cleveland, from Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital and Case Western Reserve University. I'm going to talk about what to expect the first year, infant bacterial colonization and resistance. We have nothing to disclose. There's a worldwide crisis of escalating antibiotic resistance. 30% of pneumococcus is now resistant to amoxicillin, and most Staph aureus infection are methicillin resistant. Pathogenic gram-negative bacteria are increasingly multi-drug resistant. In the past, these resistant infections were mostly nosocomial in nature, but increasingly these resistant infections are turning up in the community. Our patients' bacterial infections are becoming more and more difficult to treat. Infants, when they're born, are sterile. They're a microbiological tabula rasa. And then during their, they become progressively colonized in their respiratory and GI tracts after they're born. Infants are also really heavy consumers of antibiotics. And so during their first couple few years of life, they become important reservoirs of resistant bacteria within their communities. Within crowded places, like within their families and within daycare, they can pass on, they can transmit these organisms to other babies, other family members, and then beyond. And antibiotics, increasingly broad-spectrum antibiotics, used to treat these infections can then, in turn, drive further resistance. So we performed a pilot study, and the objectives were to characterize colonization with selected bacterial pathogens over the first year of life, and to characterize colonization with antibiotic-resistant bacteria. We also wanted to begin to explore the relationship between colonization with resistant bacteria and infant and household antibiotic use and daycare attendance. So this was a longitudinal cohort study. We enrolled 35 newborn infants from the Well Baby Nursery. And we got some baseline data on the mode of delivery, whether the mother took antibiotics during pregnancy, labor, and delivery, and whether the baby and the mother received antibiotics after delivery. In the nursery and a follow-up visits at 3, 6, 9, and 12 months of age, we interviewed the mother and obtained information from her about interim antibiotic exposure that the baby had, antibiotics prescribed over the time period since the previous visit, the 3 months since the previous visit. We also obtained data from the mother about ages of other household members and their antibiotic, the antibiotics that they took and their daycare use. At each study visit, we collected nasopharyngeal, anterior nasal, and rectal cultures for pneumococcus, Staph aureus, and selected gram-negative organisms, respectively. And isolated organisms were tested for antibiotic resistance. Outcomes were whether the baby was colonized with these organisms and then the organism's antibiotic resistance. Now, for this pilot study, our primary analysis was describing the baby's antibiotic and daycare exposures and describing colonization and antibiotic resistance of the organisms. This slide shows the, looking for my little arrow, but I'm not, there it is. This slide shows the how the babies progressed through the study and also their antibiotics and daycare exposure as they went. Each row represents a separate study period, and the antibiotic and daycare exposure experienced by babies within the 3 months since the preceding study period. And these study visits are still ongoing. So in this first row, you can see that in the nursery, 35 babies were exposed to of the 35 babies, 13 were exposed to antibiotics, and this includes babies where the mother received antibiotics during labor and delivery. And then 7 additional babies, there were other household members who were also receiving antibiotics at that time. At the three-month visit, two of the 24 babies had had antibiotics since the previous visit. Nine, either they had antibiotics or a household member was taking antibiotics during that time, and five of the babies had attended daycare. At 6 months, eight babies had antibiotics personally, 11 within the household, and eight attended daycare. At 9 months, five of the babies were prescribed antibiotics since the last visit, 10 attended daycare, and so far at 12 months, two babies had received antibiotics, and three, either them or a household member, received them, and six had attended daycare. So far in all, with 35 babies as the denominator, at least 21 out of the 35 had ever had antibiotics, and 23 out of the 35, either they had had antibiotics or a household member had had antibiotics during this time. This slide shows bacterial colonization for the babies longitudinally over the study. And again, each row represents one of the study periods. In the nursery, of the 35 infants, two of them were already colonized with Staph aureus and 12 with gram negatives. At 3 months, two of the babies had pneumococcal isolates, four had staph, and almost all of them had been colonized by that time with gram negatives. By 6 months, three babies had pneumococcus, and 9 months, three had pneumococcus, one had staph, and by 12 months, so far, incomplete, there's been four babies so far where we've isolated pneumococcus. Of all 35 babies, six of them were ever colonized with pneumococcus, five of these with pneumococcus-resistant penicillin or ampicillin, and one of these with intermediate-resistant to ceftriaxone. At least six out of the 35 were ever colonized with staph, all methicillin-sensitive, and four of these babies had staph aureus-resistant to erythromycin. None of the gram negatives isolated were exhibited ceftazidime resistance. What was particularly interesting to us was the dynamic nature of the colonization and resistance for individual babies longitudinally through time. This slide shows this happening for several of the infants. And what this figure does is shows if the baby was exposed to antibiotics during that time period, there's that purple A. If the baby attended daycare, there's that bright blue box. And if the baby had pneumococcus isolated at that visit, it's shaded with either a green, yellow, or red shade for pneumococcus that was sensitive, intermediate, or resistant. So in the top row, you can see that baby 6 was exposed to antibiotics at birth, and again between 3 and 6 months of age. For this baby, we isolated a resistant pneumococcus at 3 months of age and also at 9 months of age, both serotype 19A. But this organism, there was no pneumococcus isolated at 6 months of age for this baby. By 12 months, this baby had cleared this resistant pneumococcus and was colonized with a different one, serotype 35F, sensitive to all antibiotics tested. Baby 8, for example, and baby 6, you can see, had daycare through almost the whole of the first year. Baby 8 was exposed to antibiotics between birth and 3 months, again between 3 and 6 months, and again between 6 and 9 months of age. For this baby, we isolated resistant pneumococcus at 6 months and at 9 months of age, two different serotypes. At 6 months, it was 35B, and at 9 months, it was 23F. By 12 months of age, the baby was colonized again with serotype 35B, which had intermediate resistance to antibiotics. And this baby also had daycare through almost the first year of life. Limitations of this was that it was a very small study. Some of the babies were lost to follow-up, and that the children may not have been representative of the entire nursery population. There could have been misclassification of antibiotic exposure since we relied on maternal history for this. And of course, like any observational study, there could be confounding by indication, and that babies who had were colonized with organisms and with resistant organisms could have been independently been exposed to antibiotics in daycare. And also, we did not perform a comprehensive assessment of the baby's respiratory and gastrointestinal microbiomes. So in conclusion, these 35 babies were heavy antibiotic and daycare users, and isolated organisms had a high level of antibiotic resistance. There was dynamic colonization and resistance patterns within individual babies longitudinally over time. To scale up this study, we're currently enrolling a cohort of 300 infants, and this study is powered to quantify the association between colonization with these bacteria and resistance and antibiotic and daycare exposure. And ultimately, we hope to identify opportunities to help to foster optimal antibiotic prescribing and maximize clinical outcomes for the babies, their families, and for society as a whole. Thank you.